April 29th, 1922. One who lives in the divine will lives of an eternal heartbeat. Finding myself in my usual state, I saw my soul and my whole interior, thoughts, affections, heartbeats, tendencies, changed into as many threads of light, and these extended and expanded so much that coming out from within my interior, they harmonized with the sun. They rose higher, touched the heavens, and diffused over the whole earth. While I was watching this, I saw my sweet Jesus, who was holding all those threads of light in his hand, and with an enchanting mastery, he directed them, stretched them, multiplied and enlarged them as much as he wanted. At the touch of that light, all created things lower down, harmonized together, and made feast. Then my Jesus told me, "My daughter, did you see with what love I amuse myself and direct the acts done in my will? My jealousy is such that I do not entrust them to anyone, not even to the soul herself. I lose not one thought, not a fiber, without enclosing in it all the power of my will. Each of these acts contain a divine life. Therefore, at the touch of these acts, all created things feel the life of their creator. They feel again the power of that omnipotent fiat from which they receive their existence, and they make feast. So, these acts are new glory, a new feast for them." Now, this beautiful harmony, these threads of light that come out of your interior, if your heart did not flow in my will, but in your own, or in another will, many heartbeats of divine life would be missing in your heart, while many human heartbeats would take over for as many as are missing to the divine. The same with the fibers, with the affections. And since what is human is not capable of forming light, but darkness, many threads of darkness would form then, and my volition would remain saddened, unable to carry out in you all the power of my will. While he was saying this, I wanted to see whether there were these human heartbeats in my soul, which would interrupt the life of the divine heartbeat. And as much as I looked, I could not find any. And Jesus, "For now, there is nothing. I told you this so as to make you be attentive and to make you know what it means to live in my will, to live of an eternal and divine heartbeat, to live with my omnipotent breath."